Families and businesses in six states, including Arizona, will be able to rent solar panels thanks to a new approach by Tesla. It's considered to potentially be a more convenient model, but for residents, purchasing the system has been the better practical choice financially. So what kind of impact can this decision have on the broader industry, and how could it affect Tesla's business? With me to talk about that is Michelle Davis. She's a senior analyst at Wood Mackenzie, an energy research and consulting firm. Michelle, does it make sense for Tesla to move in this direction of renting solar panels?
Whenever you have a deal for solar, like a lease or a rental, which is this new model that Tesla is now marketing, the tax credit is just claimed by the installer. So in this instance, Tesla, or what used to be SolarCity, they presumably should wrap that into the final price that they charge you to rent the solar system or to lease it. So you should get those savings in your monthly bill that you pay to SolarCity or to Tesla. Of course, this makes a lot of sense for a customer that doesn't necessarily have the funds to buy their system outright, and they just want to be able to immediately get the savings from a solar system on their electric bills. Of course, the cost to that is that, in general, if you want the biggest value out of your solar system over the lifetime of the project, the best way to go about it is to own it and purchase it yourself.
Why would Tesla do this? Why would this make sense for the company offering the rentals?
Tesla is in an interesting place right now. They've had some really low quarters in terms of actual installation volumes across the country. I think what they're trying to do is revamp their business and sort of invigorate their sales. But they want to be able to do that without investing a whole lot in a lot of expensive sales channels. So some of the other competitors to Tesla in this space, they invest quite a lot of money in acquiring customers and marketing to those customers. Tesla is trying a little bit to be able to sell solar online with these new types of products like this rental one or this rental model without having to do a ton of investment in new sales channels. They just want to be able to direct customers to their online platform to sell them solar. So that's sort of the reason why Tesla is going about it in this way at this time in their evolution.
Can you give me an idea of where you're looking at in terms of, could be short term or intermediate term, to see whether this has a positive impact on Tesla's business and then allows them to expand other aspects of their business when it comes to whether getting people to buy more electric cars or whatever it may be in the future for them?
Yeah, I mean, Tesla, a couple of years ago, in terms of just thinking about the short term even, we follow Tesla's installations on a quarterly basis. Tesla had some phenomenal growth in 2013, 14, 15. When they were really the biggest solar seller on the block and people were flocking to install residential solar, and SolarCity was able to offer a very attractive product, installing solar on your house that saved you money every month. Now there's a lot of other competitors in the business, and there's not just this sort of class of customers that's ready and waiting to install solar. It's a little bit of a harder sell now. A lot of the early adopter customers have been taken up. And Tesla, at the same time, with SolarCity back in 2015, they were growing like crazy, but they weren't able to keep up with the capital that was necessary to keep up with that growth. So they were having issues with cash flow and their financials. They then got acquired by Tesla, and ever since then, their deployment volumes just haven't been the same. Tesla is now trying to revamp its business and see if they can make something work just by selling solar online, which is an interesting question and one that we really have yet to see a full answer for.
From your perspective, is it something that makes sense for Tesla considering where its business is at now? Does it make sense for them to at least try this? In any way, does it feel like a shot in the dark to some extent?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think it does make sense for Tesla to do it this way. It requires minimal investment for them to be able to just put their pricing and what they sell on their online platform and try to get as much sales as they can through that method. But I also think that trying to sell solar completely online is something that is totally uncertain whether or not it will work. And selling solar online historically has not really been a big driver of residential rooftop systems that we've seen over the course of this industry.
Headlines recently related to Walmart and Amazon alleging that solar systems installed by Tesla and SolarCity had caused fires. Is that something that has to be kept a close eye on? Is that something customers could be or should be thinking about?
I think customers should always be thinking about the quality and reputation of the installer that they ultimately pick. It's, solar is just like any other type of work that you have done to your house. You should do the same type of good quality vetting that you would with a contractor that's going to remodel your kitchen or an installer that's going to put solar on your roof. Either of those, it's really important for there to be quality and standards, and obviously mistakes are going to be made. I can't necessarily speak to exactly what caused the issues with the Tesla installations, for example, on all those Walmart roofs, but quality is definitely an issue in the industry, and it's something customers should look for.
Michelle Davis is a senior solar analyst at Wood Mackenzie.